This is Austin Pace with BYU Idaho Radio, and I'm here at Game Pulse with the store's owner, Isaac Bevan. Thank you for letting me come in, Isaac.
Hey, no problem.
Awesome. So I want to know a little bit about you. Before we get into the questions about, you know, the store and about your events, I want to know a little bit about you personally.
Yeah, I am originally from Western Washington, and my dad was in the military, and so we moved around a whole lot, but I came here with my family to attend school and ended up opening Game Pulse, the game store. So, yeah, I've got four kids, and they're all really wonderful. We've just been growing up here in this. They've just been growing up here in this community, and it's just been fantastic. A great place to raise a family.
Awesome. So, what first got you into games like Magic and Dungeons and Dragons and Warhammer?
I got into D&D and Magic when I was a kid. Like many people out there, they have older brothers and siblings that got into these really cool games, and you just want to hang out with them. You just wanted to be with them and have a good time. And so I originally got into D&D when I was about 8 years old, and we had D&D sessions in the basement, and just it was a blast. And then I got into Magic the Gathering when I was about, I'd say about 12, 13 years old, and been in it ever since. So when we opened the store, that's when I got into the miniature side of things. Mm-hmm. And I just have a lot of fun painting, assembling miniatures for various games.
Very cool. So what inspired you to open the store, Game Pulse? What inspired that?
Well, I originally went in the game store with my brother-in-law. We opened collaboratively, and it just drew me because of the need for essentially a third space. You have, a lot of people have like work, and they've got church, and they've got their home life, and for some people, especially in college town, you don't have your family that you can just go and hang out with in the evenings. So when you have a third space like a game store, you can go there and you essentially just like have a community there ready made for everyone to share in, interests that, everyone has similar interests in,
So I kind of wanted to ask you about that. So a lot of store owners or a lot of business owners, they open up and promote their business because they feel like there's a need in the community for that. And you kind of talked a little bit about that, but how do you feel that you, as well as the store, is giving back to the community of Rexburg?
Yeah, well, we do a lot of like free events for the community. There's several game nights in the store that are just, you're free to come in and play. We have a game night on Thursdays. It's called Commander Nights, and you come in, play Magic the Gathering in the Commander formats, and it's free to play, free to come in, sit down, and you just come in, roll up a chair, and just have a good time. It's just a really great blessing to be able to just have that. A lot of places, especially where a lot of game store owners, they see, well, there's a rent for that space in their store, and they see that space needs to be making money. And I see, like, with these free events, I'm like, well, I'm seeing that these people are able to become friends with each other and learn about some really fun games and have a good time. And that just brings back that whole, like, when you were younger and you're spending time with your family playing games, it brings back that image in your mind.
So you're kind of trying to create like a community or a family within here that, doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
How has that not only helped you, but helped the people that you've seen come into the store?
It brings about like a tradition of community and game playing where you're able to just sit back and relax. And a lot of the things that are happening outside of the game store, a lot of things that you may be stressed out with, like finals or your girlfriend's not calling you back or something like that. But here at the game store, you know, the bros got you, and we're here to just sit back and relax and have a good time. And really, it helps create treasured memories in your heart, really. I mean, like, a lot of people, they will come here for they'll come here for their college, and they'll be here at BYUI and then graduate, and or they go back home for their off track, and they'll go to these other stores, and they'll be like, they'll come back and they'll be like, I miss your store, Isaac. You're like, there's no store like yours. And it just brings so much joy to my heart seeing that and being able to bring that to that experience to other people as well. So
tell me a little bit more about just the store. What should someone expect when they walk through the door?
Right. So when you come in through the door, we've got games that you can play for free on the right. So there's a small selection of demo games, board games mainly. We've got open tables for you to come in and use. You don't have to reserve them. You don't have to pay to use them. A lot of people will bring in their own games. A lot of people will meet with people here just as a meeting point, just to, like, hey, let's play some Magic, or let's play some tabletop miniature games like Warhammer and Kings of War and Infinity. So, and then we do have on the walls, we have board games, we've got miniatures for D&D, we've got Games Workshop miniatures. Games Workshop is the parent company for Warhammer 40K, Warhammer Age of Sigmar, and several other individual games as well. And then we've got table space for the tabletop miniature games. We've got some paint racks. So if you're into painting the hobbying aspect of the miniatures, then we've got a fair selection of paints for that. As well as one of our big things that we do is Magic. We've got bulk boxes for Magic. We've got rarity binders and as well as sealed products, play boosters, drafts, set boosters, collector boosters. We've got some pre-constructed commander decks. There's a lot. We have a lot.
So I guess your advice is just come in and see what we got.
Yeah. And there's something for everyone. If you're looking for a family board game or to play at FHE, or if you want to get into the Magic aspect, or if you want to get some dice for D&D, some of the books, we've got it. So, and if we don't, then we can probably order it for you.
Right. So. Awesome. So you guys have, like you said a little bit earlier, on Thursdays you have a game night. Mm-hmm. Do you have other game nights like that are kind of scheduled and pre-planned here at the store?
Yes. So Saturdays we do several different aspects of gaming. So all day Saturday there's a free paint miniature workshop. So you can come in, paint a miniature up for free and take it home with you. Or if you have a miniature, you can paint it up. Or if you want to buy one, we have them for sale as well. A lot of people will get into D&D and they're like, I just want to get one miniature for my character. So they buy that miniature, but then they see, oh, I really don't want to buy all the different paints. And so we provide it's a limited selection, not all the colors, but we have a selection of paints that they can paint up their miniature and take it home with them. So that's a lot of fun that we do on Saturday. A lot of people come to that. We've been doing that for about 8 years now, 10 years, something like that. It's been really great. A lot of people got into that hobby, and it's a very enjoyable experience. It's almost like meditation, because you get there and you're focused in on painting your miniature, and you just, all other thoughts just kind of like, okay, you know, you can zone out and enjoy your time there. So, and then on the rest of the day, Saturday, there's an event at 7 for Magic the Gathering. We also have the table space open for the tabletop miniature games, where a lot of people will play the Warhammer games or the Infinity games. And so that's Saturday. Friday, we have a Friday Night Magic event, 7 o'clock. This is a paid event, but that's because you get a prizes with that, and promotional cards. So everyone gets something at the end of it, and it's a lot of fun. And then Tuesday, we have another Friday, or it's another event for Magic the Gathering. And it's usually a modern tournament. So we had on Monday nights, we had a group in here for Star Wars and Legion. And it's a tabletop miniature game. That was Monday. But they're looking to move it to, I believe, Thursday. So it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of these guys just want people to play with. So even if you don't have the stuff to play the game with them, a lot of people will have extra armies or extra decks for Magic. And they just want to have a good time with people. And so new people in, new experiences. And they get very excited when that happens, you know.
And if I'm not mistaken, you guys host a game night at BYU Idaho, is that correct? Or is that different?
So there's a club meeting I'm aware of. We have people that come in and play D&D here as well. Like, they'll come in with their groups. They'll actually sit at this very table here, and they'll play on a couple nights of the week. And way back in the day, before the club started up on campus, there was a lot of groups that would come in through here playing. And one of the guys, Adam Price, I believe was his name, he actually was like, he actually started the D&D club up on campus and got that rolling. And we were able to help him get people into his club by referring people into that time slot on Thursdays at 7. They did move around quite a bit because as the semesters changed, their club size grew from like 40 people to 80 people to, like, at one point I think it was like over 200 people were in the club. One of the presidents from the club president from like 2 years ago, he actually worked for me for a little bit, and he said they were at the time the second largest club on campus. Mm-hmm. So they did some really great stuff. They had some service weekends, I believe. They did some service activities, something like that. I tell people all the time, I don't set up D&D events here at the store. I just host them. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea that I go with, is I just try to get people to host, or I try to host the games here, and if this doesn't work out, I refer them to the club on campus so that there is a space for them to play and they can meet with other players as well. So
what has been your favorite part about opening Game Pulse and just being a part of it for so many years?
So we have been open for 12 years now. You know, when we first opened, I was like, I don't know how long this thing's gonna last, you know? I'm like, it's a game store, and I had very young kids, and I wasn't sure how things were gonna roll. But at the time, we had high school kids come in. We had there was a kid that came in when he was like 8 years old. And he would come in regularly playing games. And he still comes in 12 years later. And just watching them grow, watching people grow into themselves and be more confident with social situations, with having a good time. That's what games are all about. Really, is just giving people confidence to become friends with people and to be a community with others. I remember one time there was a club up in Sugar City. Well, it was more of a teacher up in Sugar City. He would host game lunches and stuff like that. So the kids would come in during lunch and sometimes after school. And he had this kid that had oppositional defiance disorder and just didn't speak very much to people. It was very socially awkward. And by the end of like a trimester up there, or some, you know, a couple months being in that club, he was sitting down and talking with another student who was on the other student was on the football team, and a very popular student and very social, and they were getting along, they were having a great time, and it was worth more than money could buy. That whole experience, just seeing people come out of their shell, seeing people being able to communicate and socialize and have a community, have like new friends, and it just brings something to me that it's worth more than gold, worth more than all that I've ever gained in the store, like monetarily wise, I guess.
So does the store have a social media presence, or where can people go to find out more about the events and just about the store in general?
We do have a Game Pulse page on Facebook, and from there, there's some links to our Discord where you can meet up with other people and where they will advertise, hey, I'm looking to start a game on this night with D&D or with Magic, and that way you can connect more directly in that way through Discord and Facebook as well.
Yeah. Awesome. That was Isaac Bevan, the owner of Game Pulse, located on Main Street in Rexburg. Thanks for letting me come in today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for coming in.